Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Greetings, y'all. It's Lot Harris here with another Panther Rant podcast. It's Friday, TGIF. Some of you are off all next week, starting your holidays. Whereas me, I'll be at work, working. I have to work from home on Wednesday, though, which is kind of cool, but... And of course, Friday, log in if needed, which means if somebody needs help, log in and help from home. Same old, you know, same old crap. But anyways, Pitt's got a barn burner of a game tomorrow against Virginia Tech. Tech has lost their last two games. One at Miami and a heartbreaker to Georgia Tech. And, well, Pitt's chances are pretty much in this game are still slim to none. But one thing Pitt has in their favor is it's November, which means Virginia Tech is luck usually runs out this time. In other words, they do great for most of the season, then November rolls around and they start losing a bunch of games. So Pitt has that in their corner, but that's really about it. I mean, obviously, I'm not going to go in the keys to this game. Because obviously it's going to be, you know, who knows how it's going to go. You know, I picked Pitt to win last time, and last game, of course, that didn't work out for me. But obviously the keys are Pitt has to play defense, run the ball, yada, 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 control line of scrimmage. Because Tech hasn't been really that good at protecting their quarterback as of late. But then again, they played two, you know, halfway decent teams in the ACC, in ACC play. And, of course, Pitt needs to take care of special teams because we know how the Hokies love special teams. So we got to avoid the punt blocks and all that other happy crap. So there you go. There's Pitt and Tech in a nutshell for you. Because I'm making this podcast short and sweet because it's Friday. Not to mention, I tried to do this podcast yesterday. I started talking about Pitt hoops, and naturally I had to stop recording because my energy for the whole podcast was just gone. Because I started talking about the whole freaking situation with that, which we'll get into in a minute. But as far as the weekend in college football, it's really honestly on paper at one time maybe some of these games would have been great, but there's not much to look at. I mean, the one marquee game we got is Michigan and Wisconsin, and we get the, I mean pretty much. We get to see how real Wisconsin is. Because they're going to play Michigan. The Big Ten loves Michigan. So, it makes you wonder how many bad calls are going to be in this game. Because I'm not sure about Wisconsin's quarterback play. I'm sure they'll control last scrimmage and run the ball pretty well. But I'm wondering how many of these runs get called back on holds. And how many pass interference calls or any type of... Tic-tac calls the Big Ten officials throw at Wisconsin because they're pretty good at that. They're really good. So, that'll be interesting because, you know, obviously there's probably some outside hope that they can get Michigan into the playoffs somehow. Although there's no way in hell they can do it. Although there's some support, there's some scenarios where supposedly Michigan can get into to the title game. Yeah, I could just see the Big Ten pulling some crap like that. At this point, why not? I mean, the league's already up in flames. I mean, do we have Wisconsin possibly represent us in the playoffs, or do we just burn the whole conference down because Michigan and Ohio State can go in the playoffs? Yeah, let's burn the conference down. Screw it. So we have that game. I mean, Cal and USC play. And on paper, that would have been a... not Kellen, USC. What the hell am I talking about? USC and UCLA. I'm sorry. I'm getting mixed up. On paper, this has probably been a great game, but UCLA blows this year. Well, they haven't had a great of a season. Now, USC may have an outside, you know, chance of doing something, continuing for the Pac-12. Pac-12 is pretty much up in flames, too, as we know it. And, of course, if you're West Virginia, there's Texas. And Texas hasn't been all that bad this year. I mean, for Texas, this is huge because they win, they contend, they get a bowl game. So, you have that. You know, as far as anything else for a weekend of college football, there's Miami and Virginia, which is an enticing matchup because Miami, obviously, isn't that good. They're overhyped. People talk about them. They made their living beating up, being bad opponents and getting their bowl game. And, you know, this is an interesting matchup because maybe Miami has a hangover from Notre Dame. I mean, look at Pitt, for instance. I mean, perfect storm for Pitt would be being Virginia Tech because it's November and Tech tends to fold. And then maybe Miami says, hey, you know, we're going to play Clemson here in a few weeks. The hell with preparing for Pitt. Pitt sucks. And maybe Pitt just pulls a win out of their ass. Yeah. If that happens, I'm going to be... Pitt somehow goes 6-6. I would, I don't know. Go streaking, maybe? Do a bunch of overdose on something? I mean, to predict that type of scenario, you'd have to OD on something, right?
Right.
But Pitt's luck... But what'd be really funny with Pitt's luck is they would go 6-6 and not even get picked for a bowl game. I mean, that'd be awesome. We'd be like, hey... We got picked for a bowl game. Awesome. Well, no. Wait a minute. We're eligible for a bowl game. Yeah. Oh, shit. We didn't get picked. Oh, man. Come on. This sucks. I hate this school. I want to root for somebody else. So, you know, there we have it. Penn State has Michigan. And, you know, Saquon Barkley should be able to pad his stats against Nebraska. Did I say Michigan State? Oh, shit. Sorry. It's been a long week in spreadsheets. So, they got Nebraska, and Saquon Barkley should be able to pad his stats against Nebraska. If he doesn't, I'm sure it's a Big Ten conspiracy, according to some people on Twitter. There's some media people on Twitter, obviously. You know, they write for the Post-Gazette that went to Penn State, just graduated from Penn State. You know, and I'm sure he'll pick up, I'm sure if this happens, he'll go and screenshot some stupid plays. Make himself look like one of those posters on Blue White Illustrated who posted screenshots of the Penn State-Michigan game from like 1999 to prove there's some sort of Big Ten conspiracy against Penn State on officiating. But somehow, you know, the Big Ten, I guess, doesn't want Saquon Barkley to win the Heisman. So they're selling out to stop Saquon Barkley. Or maybe Penn State, the linemen should probably block for Saquon Barkley. Or maybe they should figure something else out on offense. Because Saquon Barkley, you know, was in Pitt's system, his rushing stats would be a lot better than what he has now. Definitely. But that's pretty much college football weekend in a nutshell. You know, there's not really nothing too exciting going on in the realm of it. So now we go to Pitt basketball, and here's my take on Pitt basketball. You can either watch them or not. That's how it goes. They're playing pretty much a brand new team on the floor. There's going to be a boatload of growing pains. So, you can watch or not watch. That's all. I mean, you got your options. Nobody's begging you to pick up your phone, put on ESPN3, to watch the ACC network. Or, you know, somehow if you're in the regional, you watch on television. I mean, no one's begging you to do all that. Don't watch it. Follow on Twitter and watch everybody complain. Because it's all it is. I mean, sure. I'm not saying you're not allowed to complain, of course. But if you're gonna just bitch and moan all season long, then it's not worth your energy. Don't do it. I mean, it just is what it is. I mean, I watched it. I mean, I've watched them their three games, and I've enjoyed watching them. I mean, yeah, it sucks they lose, but regardless, I'm still going to watch Pitt basketball. I've watched Pitt hoops since I was a kid, since the Sean Miller, Brian Shorter days. You know, those were great times. And, of course, there was bad times after, you know, Paul Evans left when we had the Willard years. And there were some bad years there. And there were some years that, you know, that made you think that things were going to turn up. And naturally, it was that weekend, you know, where they beat the crap out of Kentucky and Xavier, which were two powerhouses at that time. And then it all fell apart. They lost that UConn game, and next thing you know, they're in hotel rooms stealing telephones and lamps out of hotels. I mean, those phones and lamps are probably about $10 a piece, but why the hell would you steal them? If the bed sheets and the pillows were more expensive, like more premium, they're probably worth more than the phone, you know, the phones and the lamps. I'm sure they can't be that good. But, you know, that's what we had. You know, it's just what we had. So Willard was gone, and Howland turned it around. Dixon kept it going, and things kind of went stale especially after the Butler loss in the second round. Things just went south, and you know, we had new AD and new boss. You know, Jamie obviously new bosses, and things change. So it just is what it is, and people are still harping over this. You know, I mean, Kevin Stallings, he does deserve our support. He does, regardless of what you feel about him. Because if he's successful, then the program is successful. That's really all that matters. You don't want Kevin Stallings to fail, because otherwise the program fails. You want him to do well, because then the program succeeds. It helps the program. And instead, we got these people who have this burn it all down mentality. So, well, I have to bring it to you. It's already been burned down. It's gone. So, try to watch. Yeah, you'll bitch, but if it's really going to bother you that much, don't watch. That's all I can tell you. I mean, I've enjoyed watching these guys, and, you know, for a lot of these guys, there's a lot to be excited about. You know, so Think of it as like NCAA basketball or NCAA football for PlayStation, where you have to take a team and you take one of those teams and you just rebuild them. You recruit and then 2 years later you see your results of all your, you know, you see these recruits just develop, which is one of my favorite parts of NCAA football and basketball, those games, was recruiting, because you get to see how your recruits played out. And after a while, you recruit so well that, like, all your recruits just, like, you were, most of your team were living with five and four stars. And then you had no room to play half of them because you had so many other ones. You'd have one guy that was rated 98, but you have, like, four guys underneath him in a depth chart that are rated 93s. Then, unfortunately, you have to cut a whole bunch of them. I mean, it's like you have a monopoly of players. But then what was funny was when you stop recruiting, and then when the final week would be done, you'd still get a whole bunch of blue chip players that you stop recruiting. They just come anyway, which is hilarious. So that's just that with Pitt hoops. I mean, it just is what it is right now, and you just can't beat yourself up over it. You know. Stop fighting with people on Twitter and stop throwing bricks is all I can say. I was going to say stop hurling feces around, but I don't know. But anyways, that's all I really got to say about it. I mean, it just is what it is right now with our programs. I mean, Pitt's destined for a 4-8 season. They were staring at a losing season in the eye last year up until they magically pulled off that Clemson win. But this year that magic is gone because they don't have the offense to do it. It just is what it is. I mean, you just got to sit and take it. It sucks, but you know, you just hope better for next year. That's all you can do. You know, that's all I can say at this point. Especially Pitt football. I mean, you hope that that year three is a farce, and next year they come out kicking ass. But until they figure out what they're doing at quarterback, it's not going to happen. But anyways, I'll end it here because you know I've babbled for 15 minutes. So enjoy Thanksgiving, hell to Pitt.